Warm greetings, friends, near and far. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever and ever. This is Sinner Saves coming at you, and the following short evangelistic gospel message is sponsored by Preacher Wayne Boyd and the Brethren in Christ at First Baptist Church, located in Almont, Michigan, USA. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie. That's loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, that His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that His everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that His elect saints be greatly encouraged and comforted in these evil and perilous days. Please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so, we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow for all hands. Heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement and so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by His sovereign free grace. That is to say, Almighty God, in His unmerited favor, to save me and you from our sins and from hell. Suppose a man should say to you, I will not open my store today because I do not know if God has decreed that I should sell my goods or if God has ordained anyone to buy from me. Suppose that he added, I shall neither eat nor drink this month, for God has fixed the length of my life, and I shall die at the appointed time. Would you not conclude that the man was either mentally ill or a total fool? Even so, the man who declares erroneously, there is no need to search the Scriptures, seek the Lord, nor strive to enter the kingdom of God, for if I am elected and ordained to life, I will be saved, is also a fool. It is true, the election of grace hath obtained, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. But let me tell you, in the matter of seeking the Lord, repenting toward God, and believing on Christ, you have no more concern with the secret counsels and purposes of God than you have in the length or quality of your life on earth. Do what God commands you to do. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Reach out like the weary woman and touch the Lord. Cry out for mercy like Bartimaeus of old, and then you shall know your election of God. God maketh rich and God maketh poor. But the man who draws the paycheck is the man who goes faithfully to work. The man who enjoys eternal glory is the man who goes believing to Jesus Christ. That was from old-time preacher Henry Mahan. What is our chief ailment? Sin is the source of all our problems, and our Lord was named Jesus, Yeshua, precisely because He came to save His people from their sin. I read many advertisements that claim that while other medical treatments address only symptoms, theirs address the root cause of this or that ailment. But none of them realize what the root cause really is, and even if they did, there is no medicine that can address that malady known as sin. While we are thankful for the benefits that come to us from the world of medicine, the best they can do is comfort us on our way to death. Christ truly dealt with the root cause of death and all our troubles that lead up to it by the sacrifice of Himself on the cross. In bearing our sins, He bore all that comes by sin, and when salvation is complete in us, there shall remain no vestige of sin in us, nor lingering symptom of it. Hallelujah! What a Savior! And that message was from preacher Joe Terrell. In Matthew chapter 8, in verses 2 through 3, we read of the poor, needy leper who cried unto Christ Jesus, saying, Lord, if Thou wilt, Thou canst make me clean. The Master said immediately, I will, be thou clean. The question that plagues most of us is not, is God able to save me, but is God willing to save me? Such a question seems reasonable when we consider how terribly we have rebelled against Almighty God. If I were standing on the gallows with a noose around my neck, I may well despair of being rescued if my rescue depended on the will of the judge whose son I had killed. In like manner, when we recognize that all our sins are against the only one who is able to save, and that all our sins are full of the rebellious venom that killed his son, we might well wonder if he is willing to save. In fact, we would not have any reason to believe that God is willing to save were it not for his own word. However, the very deed by which our race showed its utter contempt for God, the crucifixion, is the same deed by which God has shown his unimaginable and unexplainable love for sinners. As it is written in Romans 5:8, God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Some of you may say, but this says nothing of me particularly. Is he willing to save me? Listen to Paul from 1 Timothy 1:15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. If God was willing to save the chief of sinners, then no sin of yours can make him unwilling to save you. God's willingness to save sinners is not dependent on anything sinners do or do not do. It is dependent on his own gracious nature, which he reveals in his own word from Titus 2:11. The grace of God, which bringeth salvation, hath appeared to all men. The shepherd and his sheep. The master says the following from John 10:11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. The Lord Jesus is the shepherd of the Father's appointing, calling, and sending. To him the Father entrusted the welfare of those chosen unto salvation before the world began. He alone bears responsibility for the safety of the sheep, having assumed accountability for them in the everlasting covenant of grace. It was for the sheep that he was made lower than the angels. It was for the sheep that he came into this world of sin and shame. It was for the sheep that he joined himself to human nature. It was for the sheep that he lived a life of righteous obedience and then died a sacrificial death upon the cross to satisfy divine justice. David, a type of Christ, in being shepherd of his father's flock, willingly put his life in jeopardy to protect those sheep entrusted to him from a lion and a bear. The Lord Jesus, however, did not merely expose himself to danger in order to save his father's sheep, but actually suffered, bled, and died in their room instead to justify them before God. He voluntarily laid down his life to save them from eternal death, and by his one offering for sin secured for them everlasting happiness in glory. It was for the iniquities of the sheep laid upon the good shepherd by the Father that caused his death. Christ endured all the wrath their sins deserved by his obedience unto death, even the death of the cross, Philippians 2:8. Every legal requirement for the salvation of his people was satisfied. It was for the justification of the sheep that he arose again and ascended on high. It was for the sheep that he makes intercession. In time, by his Holy Spirit, he seeks and finds his lost sheep and brings them into the fold of salvation. He protects his sheep from those who would destroy them. By day and by night, the good shepherd, who neither slumbers nor sleeps, diligently watches over his flock. He unceasingly provides for their needs and is working all things together for their spiritual good. Someday, in heaven's bright glory, he will present all of the sheep faultless before the throne of God, saying, Behold, I and the children which God hath given me. Please see Hebrews 2:13. And that was from preacher Jim Bird. Election is an encouragement. If the Word of God did not teach that some sinners were chosen unto salvation, there would be no reason to expect that anyone would ever believe the gospel of Christ. Had the Lord not determined that some sinners would be the objects of his saving grace, then none of Adam's race would have been rescued from sin and shame. However, since God ordained a people to eternal life before the foundation of the world, and these were redeemed by the blood of Christ, then I am encouraged in preaching the gospel. God will save the vessels of mercy which he hath has afore prepared unto glory, Romans 9:23, from their sins. He will bring them all to trust his Son. The Lord Jesus said of those that the Father gave him in electing grace, All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. John 6:37. Hallelujah to that. He later said of those chosen ones, and they shall all be taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh to me. Verse 45, friends. The psalmist proclaimed, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Psalm 110:3. Election unto salvation is in no way a discouraging truth, and it certainly does not stifle evangelism. It encourages us in our labors, for we are assured of the certain success of the gospel. The Lord said of his word, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord is bringing chosen and redeemed sinners to trust the dear Savior, and nothing can prevent the success of His purpose of grace. The surety of the covenant declared in Matthew 16:18, where the Master said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. No one and nothing could ever frustrate the eternal determination of the Lord. Friends, this next short piece is entitled The Sovereignty of Almighty God. I want to say something for the benefit of anyone who has difficulty with the glorious biblical doctrine of the absolute sovereignty of God. May the Lord do for you what He did for Jeremiah. He took His prophet to the potter's house, where Jeremiah beheld a potter shaping all manner of vessels upon his wheel, and then said to him and to the people of his nation, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Because as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. Read Jeremiah 18, verses 2 through 6. What is divine sovereignty? It is the Lord doing with all men according to the good pleasure of His will. It is written in Isaiah 45:22, where our Lord Jesus Christ commands, Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. And the Master says in Matthew 11:28-30, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this planet. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord while He may be found, and seek Him while He is near. Only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. This about wraps up this evening's broadcast. I trust Almighty God will awaken His sleeping elect and draw multitudes of men, women, and children around the world to His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness. If you are led of the Lord to contribute funds to sponsor future shortwave world band radio broadcasts that reach over 100 countries around the world, then please go to wwcr.com and get their address to send donations. Please be advised, brethren, each Saturday evening, the 15-minute gospel message, I get to brag on the Master with no commercials, and they charge me $40 for 15 minutes, just to let you know. Please remember to indicate in your communication to the radio station that it's for the storm warning broadcast. I greatly appreciate those of you that have donated. Excuse me, friends. In doing so, you are propagating Almighty God's everlasting gospel around the world and to the glory of our Lord Jesus, the soon-coming King of Glory. If you'd like to communicate, then please feel free to write. The email address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com, and please indicate what country you're from, and God willing, I would love to write you back. Great is our Lord Jesus Christ, and greatly to be praised! Take heart, friends, our mighty and glorious King of Glory and the Son of Righteousness is inbound for His afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus, Maranatha.